Last time on Crown of the Kobold King, Cody decided to let his brother Justin play a session with us. Felicia, Matthew, and I were like, yeah, fourth player, we could use the help. An hour later, we find our three heroes falling to their death down a well with kobolds waiting because Justin decided to be an enemy. Our story continues now.
Is there a way I could secure the rope?
You notice there is a dagger nearby, and you see a notch in the wood as if it was used to stop the wench before.
I would like to plant a dagger firmly in that notch.
Okay. You are going to have to make a crafting check. However, there will be a small bonus because you can see clearly where it was done before.
That is a natural 2 plus 0.
Hell yeah.
You plant the dagger, and then, sure that you've placed it in the right spot, you release the winch.
This is good enough.
And it begins to spin, and they too begin to plummet.
Is this how we all die? Justin in and he killed us.
This is how we all die.
Reaction to speak. I would like to lean over the edge of the well. I will wave as you fall, and I will say, good luck to you.
Oh, my God.
And that is my turn.
I think this well is getting a little taller.
You guys are only falling 20 feet.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
How far is the whole well, though? Like
about 40 feet.
That's okay.
Okay, so it's not terrible.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Is right. Your character still holding the mechanism, or
nope.
Oh no.
He planted the dagger trying to to stop it in place, and then as he let go, he saw he did a bad job, and you begin to fall as well.
Cool.
Par for the course. I remember a bridge or two that I've met you before in another life, my friend.
Scarab, it is your turn, and you now feel, in that moment, you see Monet begin to fall towards the two of you, and then you feel yourselves begin to fall.
In a tomb! In a tomb is where I'll die!
Well, what happens?
Yeah, I guess it would only take not even a full round. Well, round is 6 seconds.
Yeah, technically we're on the ground. Weird. After he let go. We fell, and we took the damage.
So you will take fall damage. You and Rootmore will both take 12 points of bludgeoning damage. Actually, Rootmore, you will take 12, and Scarab, you will take 10.
I am small.
You have a softer landing.
You are cushioned by the blow, so you will take 10 instead of 12. Because size is irrelevant in Pathfinder, you just take half the distance you fall. I'm just reducing yours by 5 feet because you're standing on him, so that
size
drops you
down.
Size
is relevant to ants.
What is this? A fall for ants!
No, because then I wouldn't take damage.
And you are prone, both of you.
Oh, that's one way of getting down.
What about Monet?
Yours will come up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do yours on your turn, don't worry. The two of you are now prone amongst a pile of refuse and rotting garbage.
Take us there.
Yes. Scarab, you bounce off of Rootmore and roll off to the side 5 feet, and you are both on this pile of shit and gunk. You are prone, and it is your turn.
Is this all the room that can be seen?
I can reveal more now.
Dark vision, 60 feet.
No, dark vision is everything.
Well, regular vision is 60 feet.
Right.
So.
I think so. Either way, we all have dark vision.
I'm just saying, because we have dark vision, we can see the extent of 60
feet. Yeah, but what I'm just saying is that you all have dark vision, so.
Well, with dark vision, we can see everything. It's just in black and white.
Yes.
I know. That's dark vision.
Well, what I'm saying is that you all have dark vision.
Because it's dark, we have dark vision, so we can see 60 feet, because that is the extent of vision.
No, we can see forever. It's just it's in black and white.
At a certain point, it becomes mostly just black.
Yep. Monet's right. You have. Does dark vision not have a range in 2E?
No range.
Oh.
We can see everything. It's just black and white.
Hmm.
Pathfinder's
weird. I will look that up to confirm.
Sounds cool to me.
Shit.
Okay, first things first, Scarab is going to...
Jesus Christ, he's right.
Damn.
There's no range limit on dark vision in second edition.
Show us the whole map.
Give me everything!
Scarab is going to crawl backwards 10 feet for the 10 paces. Also, while pulling out his gun, and we're going to fire at the slurk.
Take a shot.
Come on, baby. Ooh, this is spooky, man. I don't know what's down here. Yeah, we're firing at the slurk.
You know, falling was kind of a relief. That rope around my belly was hurting. No. It was rubbing against my nipples, and I don't like that. It hurts.
Why are your nipples on your belly?
All right, well, ride it up, okay? Torag speaks in mysterious ways.
That rope around my ankle really hurt my crotch.
Rope everywhere. I was flailing a little.
I need to roll into a bucket. That's what I need. I need a bucket to roll into.
A bucket.
Ah, jeez. 22 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, let's see. 8 piercing magical on the slurk. Yeah, I'm going to attempt to create a diversion while reloading on the slurk. I'm going to point behind him.
Undead dwarves behind you, quick! Look that way!
21. Deception.
You fool each of the kobolds. And something you would know from your knowledge check on... Who did the knowledge check on slurks? Was that...
That was Roochmore.
Yeah.
You know they speak Draconic.
Ooh.
Or they don't speak, but they understand Draconic.
They speak that weird gravelly language.
Oh, if you'd allow me to scream what he said in Draconic.
Yep, and what did you get on that? It was a 21?
21.
Yep. All four of them turn around in sudden confusion.
Beautiful. Another black ball loaded into the gun. He's going to fire again. Ooh, baby. It's going to be -3 because you're my hunted prey. -3 for my MAP.
Wow.
18 plus. That's a 27 to hit.
That's a critical hit.
Beautiful.
Yes, finally.
Hell yeah, brother. Put that bullet inside him.
It's going to be 33 points of magical piercing damage.
Oh my god.
That's it?
That's it?
Right in his eyeball.
Oh, good one.
You probably killed this thing.
Yeah. Your second shot rips through the air, and as the creatures each turn to look away from you, your bullet finds purchase in the back of this frog-like creature's head as it blows out the front all over the backs of the three kobolds.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's Scarab's turn. Ooh, boy. Thank you.
Well, he was...
Thank you for letting me kill him.
He could do cool things, too.
I'm glad I didn't see it. Frogs are bad, bad things to come across in these games.
Dang it, he was the one I actually wanted to do. Fuck the kobolds. I wanted to do stuff with him.
I'm over the kobolds.
Every single one of them. Go after Scarab now. Uh-oh.
Part of me was thinking, like, the kobolds were toiling with him. So part of me, I didn't say anything, so it wasn't my turn, but I wanted to be like, leave him alone, but who knows?
Oh,
he could have been
a new mount.
You'll never know.
Exactly, we'll never know, but either way, it's dead, and it's fine.
Yep.
It could have been really bad.
So the other thing I know is that Scarab is a small creature. The frog has big mouth. I'm not going in there. I'm not going inside the mouth.
Not again.
Not playing that.
Well, Rootmore, it's your turn.
Oh, wow.
And as you lay in the pile of muck and goo, you see the frog get reduced to that, too.
Nice rhyme.
Thanks.
Well, this is a very fun predicament. Rootmore's going to grab his shield, stand up, and no, he's not going to grab his shield. He's going to stand up, and he's going to, he has a reaction already. He wants to see if he can catch Monet, try to break her fall.
Okay.
Would I spend two actions as a reaction, or just use my reaction in general?
I'll let you use your two actions to prepare an action to catch her.
Okay, we'll do that.
And then when that happens, I'll have you roll to see if you catch.
Sounds good. Stands up and spends two actions as a reaction. That's it for Rootmore.
Okay.
Is it just me, or does the, relationship between Monet and Rootmore feel a lot like Gimli and Legolas?
It's getting there.
The amount of times that Monet has saved Rootmore's life, and now he's trying to catch her.
Your only counts as one.
And when he was crying, Monet also started crying.
Dude, Monet saved Rootmore so many times, you know?
Mm-hmm, I know.
Yeah.
The kobold on the left, his head whips back to the frog as its head explodes. And in horror, yet determination, he cries out,
"They have come! Follow the plan!"
And he turns and begins to run down the hallway.
Oh, you haven't seen me come yet.
Please, buddy. Get the buck.
And Monet, it is your turn. And you fall. You are falling 40 feet, which means on impact you would take 20 points of damage. Bludgeoning.
Monet does have catfall.
You do. Okay, so that cuts it in half. Or what does that do for you? Treat it as if it's 10 feet lower? Or?
Yes. Treat fall as if 10 feet shorter.
Knocking bread off the refrigerator?
So you would take 15 points of bludgeoning damage, but as you begin to fall, just before you make contact with the refuse pile, you look down and you see Rootmore shuffling back and forth, holding out his arms to catch you.
With arms wide open.
Okay, that's a 25.
Damn!
You catch her.
All yes! Right. And he falls to the ground.
You both roll to the ground prone, but you take no damage.
Hell yeah!
As Monet is falling, she's still grasping air, and she's like, wait!
Monet, you're supposed to climb down the rope.
As she looks at the bald man up top waving.
Do you wave back?
No, she's still grasping at the air that was supposed to be his shirt.
You're supposed to climb the rope, not jump down. What are you doing?
There's a man up there!
That was a very good song for that, but at the same time, thinking about it from Monet's perspective of her falling down, all I could hear in my head was, "Can you take me higher?"
I was thinking of Kingdom Hearts. Slowly with the hand outreach.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question. Does she still see that man's face?
Okay. So the impact of being caught and then tumbling for a moment, you catch yourself and you look back up to see if you still see him. Roll me a perception check.
That is a 24.
Does she still see you? What's your stealth DC? Skills, stealth plus 10.
21.
21.
Somebody get a 24?
Yes.
You can still barely make him out.
You can see a glint coming off the man's bald head.
Monet would like to fire an elemental blast.
Okay, what's the range on that?
Rude.
Because we're talking 40 feet above you.
You just pushed her down.
Oh, well. I tried...
nothing.
To stop everyone else from falling, though. So.
I tried to stop kicking you down the well, but I couldn't.
There's an opportunity.
All you have to say is, I'm complicated.
I was really upset that I didn't say, well, well, well. And I panicked.
What seems to have happened?
Oh, yeah.
Filthy cleric.
Okay. So it's 30 feet, but she will do a free action instead to do a weapon infusion and summon a metal bow into her hands. Free action.
Okay.
Range increment. So I can choose 100 feet, 50 feet, or 20 feet.
Summon the Beyblade.
Can you do it with one of your hands as a ball?
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about having...
I forget you got that gauntlet.
Yeah,
I also forget, but...
I also forget. Wow.
Can you shoot a bow with one hand?
I mean, it doesn't say anything. It's up to you, Bob.
I mean, a bow is a two-handed weapon.
But if it's like a magical ethereal weapon, who knows? But if it's like a physical thing, I don't know. Unless you can do it from the ball on your hand.
You could forge the bow into the ball and then draw with the other
hand. Because it is like a...
Full metal.
It's a
stone? Or is it metal? I can't remember.
Stone has...
It's stone.
Either way, she has stone or...
But where's
metal
come from? You know what I'm saying? You can fashion.
I think it was metal because it was a.
I like the idea of every weapon you've summoned just forming
out of the ball.
Yeah,
I will allow that. Bear in mind, it is a difficult shot because you can see very little of him, so he will have a cover bonus. But you can still. Make
I completely understand. I just feel like this is what she would do.
Hell yeah!
Getting pushed into a well by a strange man that appeared behind her and held a knife to her throat. So, it's likely not going to hit.
Okay.
It's just, I feel like that's what she would do.
Hell yeah.
And falling down, I don't know that she's even really had the time to process that there are kobolds around her because mm-hmm. she was falling back and saw him just waving.
Yeah.
So.
Take the shot.
Come on.
Did say good
come
luck.
Come on.
She will make a roll against your AC, but give yourself a +2 for this attack.
Shoot One Punch Man in the face! Cool character. I thought you were coming in to help us, not kill us.
This is a long drive up here.
I got very angry on the way.
Gotta take it out of someone.
Y'all are doing great in the fight. So, maybe I helped.
I guess he didn't listen to how bad the last episode went.
No, it hadn't come out yet.
Yeah, it's not out yet. We recorded that this morning. Just really fuck up everyone's timeline and when we do this shit.
Okay, so free action, weapon infusion. You shape blasts of elemental power into the form of a weapon with her metal fist. And she will do a two-action elemental blast up at the bald, smiling man waving down at her. That is a 26 to hit.
Oh, yeah, fuck you! Go on!
That is a hit.
Yeah, even with cover,
mm-hmm.
most likely, yeah.
8 damage.
Ooh, I'm dead. No.
Oh, yeah, thanks for playing. Fuck out of here!
As she fires her shot, her bow disintegrates as she shoots just like shards of metal up there.
Unai, what are you doing? Why are you shooting up there?
I told you, there's a man up there!
Oh.
And,
may have pulled your attention to the rest of the room. There's nothing up. Quit looking up.
You
they've abandoned
little
us.
Shit.
That was really cool. Scarab killed a frog.
Get it with a handgun.
Monet will turn around, look at her surroundings, see the kobolds, and she will attempt one more elemental blast.
Come on.
At this.
Don't forget your MAP.
This kobold.
You're doing the one action version?
One action.
Okay.
13.
That is a miss.
Okay. She's a little discombobulated.
Poing!
But yeah, bald man, you just get like shards of metal just blasted into your into your face.
What the devil?
From a stone woman.
Who is that?
You can tell me those kobolds just, I think they all just ran away, dude.
Yes, oh, well, they're gone. Holy
one
shit.
One after the other, each of them retreats. Two of them heading into the northern tunnels and one into the east.
I scared them off. Cowards! Losers!
Very good, Scarab. Very good.
Did one I take damage from our fall or no?
No.
No.
Okay.
Thanks to Rootmore.
It's like I'm actually here.
Now when I yell corrections, they can hear me.
A little something about you. Have you played Pathfinder?
No. No, I've played some 5e, but this is very new for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, dear listeners.
Probably better at it than I am.
I'm going to be listening to this later and just hate it.
No, you're fine, dude.
Good.
No, you've done well so far. You threw Monet into a pit.
Well.
Just the kind of player you want in a party. Someone that's going to shake things up a little bit.
They don't have it too easy.
The last time
from the hip.
Yeah. It's like, they got a Beyblade.
Yeah.
They're pretty powerful. They're knocking down doors. They got a big old pig. They're doing flips, shooting off point blank shots.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They need some kicks on them.
Not using their feet.
This character just needs a little humbling.
What's his name? Legs?
It's funny. Me and Cody did not discuss beforehand at all what my introduction would be. And, as y'all started moving down the well, I was like, I know exactly what's going on.
I'm going to kill all of them.
I know what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's perfect. Somebody go look up Vatividia patches.
That's great, too, because in that moment, I was just like, you know, I don't know how he wants to be into this. Let me just put a couple things in front of him. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I saw the opportunities.
I'm kind of sad because I was like thinking about how they're fighting below there, and I... like Monet is up top with a knife at her throat, and I was just gonna have her scream and slap it. Like not even like actually attack, just so fucking like
just gut reaction.
Well, the last of the kobolds fades down the tunnel as you begin to gather yourselves. What happens at the top of the well?
What are you doing?
I think he's a bit taken aback. Wasn't quite expecting an immediate response. I think he'll hold for now.
Okay.
Scarab's going to stand up, dust himself off.
Rootmore picks up his shield, but he just continues to lay on the ground. He's going to stand up.
Monet will turn back to the top and start shaking her metal fist and be like, "Hey! Who are you?"
No response.
Are you okay, Monet? I know you said someone was up there, but...
I saw him. The two of you, you said that someone was following us, and I was wrong. There was someone following us.
Oh.
I saw him as I was lowering you. He pushed me in here. I didn't fall on my own. I'm not that clumsy. You know I'm not that clumsy, Rootmore.
Right. Well...
I saw him wave at me.
Oh, maybe fuck him. He's stuck up there now.
I don't know if I hit him.
Is the rope still dangling?
Yeah, yep. It's attached to Rootmore, so...
Yeah, with the additional rope that you've added to it, it is now touching the garbage pile. Coiled neatly, but still hung up.
Scarab's just going to tug on a little bit.
You want me to untie you?
Yes. Oh, is there somewhere we can tie this rope to so this person cannot... take the rope away from us, because we need a way to get back up.
Is the pot still down here? The cauldron?
Indeed it is. At the base of the pile of refuse, you see the large iron cauldron. You also note around this rather nearly square room, there are several dismantled planks as well as shattered barrels and crates in the corner. Their contents long spilled and forged through.
Okay, check it out, homie.
We're going to grab the cauldron. We're going to move it away from the refuse a little bit. Get it taut. Tie it to the cauldron. Just have a heavy thing down there.
Okay.
Because it's It's not really jammed, huh? not well.
Yeah, tie it to the cauldron and then tie the cauldron to something else that's sturdy down here.
Fill the cauldron with rocks.
You're pretty sturdy, Rudemore.
Well, thank you. Yes, fill it with rocks. Monet, get in.
Monet gets in.
Sorry.
Why?
Oh, you know, covered in rocks and all that. It's a joke. It's a joke.
No, I meant those rocks. She's standing in the cauldron and she points at the rubble behind you.
Yes.
In the northern part of the room, there is a partially collapsed stone wall. Lots of heavy rocks there.
Ah, very good.
Monet will fill the cauldron with rocks after she steps out of it.
Scarab will reload his weapon.
Yes. Start moving rocks into
the cauldron. It's been 10 minutes, so Monet will redo her earth armor and re-channel elements.
Scarab fires at the rocks.
Wake up, Gollum, I see you!
Monet starts jumping at the opening of the well, trying to climb, but she can't climb because she only has one hand.
Oh. Dunk! Boog!
Let me at him!
I think I know of someone like this. I feel like I remember it from the story of the past.
The before times. The tales of before.
Fuck. Okay,
quick sweep of the room. I'm gonna do a big old...
Check these crates and stuff.
That's a 14 for percepting this room.
Wow.
19.
Go with his.
Monet will also passively look around the room, not actually searching for anything, and every now and then she'll just shout up the up the well. That was really shitty!
A broken NPC. And text bubbles appearing above your head.
I was trying to help my friends!
Looking
I didn't need your help!
Oh, you didn't need your help.
Captain, you are only hope.
She feels crazy.
Well,
she feels crazy. Finally. Like she's just seeing things.
All right, a few things of note. Looking around the room, there doesn't seem to be anything of use. In the middle of the room is the large trash pile that you landed on. Around the perimeter of the room are several smashed and shattered crates, jars, and barrels, all left in a broken mess, devoid of anything useful. Of note, to the north and the east are small tunnel openings that are barely 5 feet tall. The rock here is different from the surrounding stone in the room. At each of the tunnel's entrances, it's almost a porous volcanic rock that has been chipped away to form low tunnels. To the west is a carved stone archway that leads into a dark room.
And the kobolds ran to the north and the west, right?
The caves, north and east.
North and east.
And if you were to look in the direction of that archway, you can see it leads into some sort of storeroom.
Oh, fancy.
I want to look in the tunnels so bad.
No, I'm going to the storeroom.
No!
Oh, what's in the storeroom?
Going to the storeroom?
Yes, roll a perception check on all these boxes and crates. Oh my god, there's a lot.
I'd like to move my hunt prey to the kobold that went north, Cody.
Alright, duly noted.
I'm gonna think about him real hard. I saw him run away.
25 crates and barrels.
Much like the crates and barrels in the previous room, what remains here seems to have been thoroughly rifled through, looted, and smashed. Broken crates and barrels line the edges of this room, showing nothing left of use, just as before. The room itself is carved of stone, and far above you are stone rafters.
Cool.
And what was your perception check?
25? Yeah, 25.
These barrels seem to be out of use.
Arisen. There's out of use here.
Ere, perhaps we should go back to town.
Arisen, kobolds lurk in the dark.
Can I carry that for you, Arisen?
For the second time now, you feel a general sense of unease as if you are being watched. Mulling over the broken refuse of these crates and barrels, you turn your head up to the rafters instead. And in the grand arched stone rafters of this room, you see a face staring down at you.
Oh, no.
This face...
What does it look like, Justin?
Is a...
Next character, let's go.
You see a bald head staring down at you, but this one is grayish, almost green in hue, and its eyes like black pitted pools. Where its nose should be, instead, is an upturned snarl of a mouth that opens vertically, wide, and with several rows of needle-like teeth. Its fingers, or what you assume to be akin to its fingers...
Sorry, my thumb slipped.
...curl over the edge of the rafters as it pulls its face forward, revealing a horrid, tunneling mouth. It looks down at you for a moment, cocking its head, seeing you see it, and as you lock eyes with the black pools, it utters a ghastly noise.
You're lucky, Edit. Good evening. I worship Torag. What do you worship? Where do you hail?
What languages do you guys speak?
Dwarven and Common.
Common, Draconic, Fey.
Fey? Wow.
Common, Fey.
Fey? You guys are Fey? What the Fey?
Common.
It's just a part of my backstory, brother.
As you speak to it, it cocks its head to the other side, again with a...
You want a... Yeah, go on up here.
Ritmar pulls out a sausage.
Would you like some delicious salted meat?
I would like to roll knowledge on this creature.
Please do.
If I may. What kind?
Please, for the love of God. occultism.
Oh, wow.
Can I also do that?
Yep.
Oh, is that the only way?
That is the only way.
That makes sense.
Unless you have lore under common.
I have lore underworld.
Nope, not the same.
14.
18.
I'm happy with my choices, because Rootmore has a -1 to occultism.
Oh, nice! Cool, man! I'm just going to go back in the other room!
He seems nice. I'm going to lay this sausage on the ground, maybe? No, not on the ground. That's rude. Rootmore produces a plate.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have a plate.
Sorry.
We'll stop cheating.
Who had the highest among y'all?
18.
At an 18. You think you might have heard of these creatures. Something known as a choker.
Good.
Great.
Cool, good.
Is it because he sounds like he's choking?
They are creatures that speak undercommon and Aklo.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, I almost took Aklo. I actually almost... No, that's a lie. I almost took Necrol, but...
You know them to be strange aberrations that prefer to pick off the weak and the solitary, especially those that wander off far from their packs or communities. They have long, spongy-like arms that are flexible but deceptively strong. Their fingers tighten rapidly and are ridged with spiky, tooth-like structures that provide an incredible grip.
Brutal. Yeah.
Typically, they strangle their prey to death, then drop the body off or dismember it using crude tools if it's too big to carry. If confronted or outnumbered, they'll try to escape, often compressing into a tight passageway to get away. You also know that chokers that encounter humanoids exhibit intense curiosity about their culture, society, and the products of art and industry. Their interest isn't very deep. It just results in chokers that like killing people and collecting any of their items that seem sophisticated, such as jewelry, dice, clothing, written texts. You also know that they have a tendency to occasionally gather in settlements, usually sticking to slums or abandoned structures. As long as you remain in a group, you feel like it won't bother approaching.
We need to stick together.
Or kill it. That doesn't sound good.
Well,
we tend to be separated.
Yeah.
Or perhaps it'll go after our new friend. If he's real.
Well, okay. Let's all leave the room and barricade the door. There's plenty of crates on the outside.
Rumor, as you're talking with your companions about what to do about this situation, the creature begins to crawl to the underside of the rafters, making its way to the far wall. It then begins to scramble its way down before it eagerly makes its way to the sausage you've left on the floor.
Ah, it's just hungry. Let's eat some food.
Its strange tentacle-like arms reach out and grip the sausage so strongly at first that the ends of the sausage pop and bits of the meat begin to come out before it draws it to its face, sniffing it with curiosity before jamming it into its razor-like mouth, chewing on it voraciously. And the creature before you looks like this.
Oh, it looks like the face of a gray alien.
I think I'll name it Pete.
But like, it's on all fours.
Split upper lip.
Should name it Ted.
Pete, Pete, Pete.
It looks like an IRL version of some of the babies in Binding of Isaac.
Yeah.
Long, gross arms.
Well, Rootmore will stow his hammer and reach his hand out to the creature, palm open, in a friendly gesture.
Scarab's not going to be standing anywhere near the creature. He's going to have left the room.
Monet will do the same, but palm down to let him smell the back of her head.
Then how does the creature react?
What the fuck? No!
What?
The creature approaches your outstretched hand, begins to sniff it, then raises one of its tenderly arms and grazes your hands with the back of its hand.
Oh, communication is fantastic.
Little lighter sounds. It seems calm, relatively friendly.
Wow. Do you want to kill some kobolds? All right. We have a friend. We have a friend. Scarab, come say hi.
No!
I'm so sad I didn't take Aklo. I really thought about it. I take Aklo with all of my characters.
He could be saying, I'm going to kill you all when you turn your backs. We don't know.
The creature will look in Monet's direction. You can almost make out the sense of an apologetic look in its alien-esque appearance. And it coos at you softly.
I don't know why, but I think this creature's apologizing to me.
Oh, interesting. I like to roll a sense motive to see what if it's showing the truth or not.
Probably be a minus, right? Because of the
language barrier, I guess. Yeah.
Ooh. 26, but that's without minuses.
You'll find that it's very difficult to gain any insight onto this, like, alien creature. It's so strange, just so out there, that it's hard to glean any intent from its otherworldly and, in your opinion, ugly visage.
Yeah. He's so ugly. You know what he
Don't
looks like?
Don't put that on me!
I know what he super looks like. Cody, open another tab and type in Alien from X-Files movie. Straight up.
They're out there.
I think it's worth it how much it looks the same, because I saw this fella and I was like, I have an action figure of him.
I found the action figure.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I have one on the wall in the game room.
Emma?
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Mm-hmm. He smelled bad.
Like the action figure? Like,
yeah, weird. It's weird Seth MacFarlane, or yeah, Seth MacFarlane spawn plastic.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. I have like a soft spot for it because it reminds me of Pete.
Mm-hmm. Pete.
I wonder if my mom would remember the toy.
Pete, Pete, Pete.
It's ugly.
One thing you do note is as you look at it, it seems to eye you with a mix of curiosity, and then when its gaze meets yours, a small amount of drool begins to dribble out of its open, razor-like mouth.
Very good, very good.
And you can trust this thing?
It's hard to tell, but...
I mean, you don't even believe in demons, right? And I'm, as far as I'm concerned, we're standing next to one.
Look, Scarab, I've got this.
That's fine. I'm going to stay in the back, that's all. I'm not going to turn away help, just, you know.
Monet's going to crouch down and look at it and be like, I'm going to call you Rick, okay?
Rick.
Rick, yeah. Rick, we are not food. We are friends.
Rick.
Good. He knows his name.
Wow.
Well, let's sick Rick on something.
Yes. I'm slowly falling in love with this creature. Oh, okay.
Come, Rick. Come.
Sweet boy.
Rootmore looks in between its legs. What does he see?
See a boy slopping along.
Oh, good. Big sweet boy. Look at him go.
Oh, dear.
Yes, let's...
So, as far as we know, it's just those two tunnels.
That's what it looks like.
Just 5x5 tunnels.
Yeah, the two tunnels and the way you came. They're a little wider than 5 feet. Well, at least the one to the east is. But as far as height, 5 feet tall.
This is one of my favorite games down here. Let's go. Which kobold should we harass?
Either one. But I've got the first. I've got the northern kobold scent.
Well, then let's go north if that's the one you have the scent of.
Okay, so you're heading to the north.
To the north.
To the north.
Okay. As the tunnels are 5 feet high, some of you will need to crouch, making this area difficult terrain.
Oh.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I don't like this. This is where my people kind of feel at home. Nice, tight. No, not in tight spaces. We build large, open underground spaces.
Getting mixed signals from you there,
yes,
a bit more.
I don't feel at home.
We love the tight and cramped, but mostly when they're wide and open.
I feel at home at the beginning where we're trying to make it big.
Yeah, no, interesting thing.
Do these tunnels look like they were dug into the wall? What do the rest of the walls of this place look like?
They look like they were porous volcanic rock. So to the left and right of these tunnels... Or rather, in the room you came from, most of the room looked like it was made of carved stone. However, at some point, some form of volcanic magma must have sealed over part of the room and then hardened. Okay. Since then, it appears something has attempted to re-mine the tunnels, easily noted by the large pile of rubble and stone between the north and eastern tunnels.
Yeah, I was just curious. There's an arrow on the bottom of our map. Is that just an indicator for you?
An arrow?
Like, if you scroll to the bottom of this, Amon.
Oh, that's because of...
Is that another entrance?
This. Ceiling shaft.
Okay, that's what I was wondering is if this was supposed to just be a well, but no, there's a storage room. So, like, what's going on here? I was curious if we were digging into mountain or if there was more complex.
There's another way out of here because the purple kobold was able to come up without using the well.
Yeah, it's interesting.
If this
just
was
based
a well
on the
at
layout,
some point.
This is going further into the mountain.
You could also probably infer between all of you, if you were discussing this, that based on everything you've seen so far, it seems that the dwarves of Droskar were here long enough to where they continued expanding in their toil. So it's possible at one point this was a subterranean chamber feeding water through a well that then dried up and then became another avenue of construction.
I was going to say volcanic rock works as a filter, so it's very possible that it was a fresh water well at some point.
Oh. Which would be beautiful and wonderful. Give him a pee-pee. Hand that man a pee-pee.
Yes, Rick is very smart.
Smart. Throws up a little
you
bit.
You say all that in undercommon. We don't understand you.
Actually.
Guys, I'm trying to tell you what's happening here.
Gentlemen, it's quite simple.
Sure.
If you'll direct your attention to the rubble here.
As he sniffs at your ankles.
Yeah, no, this looks like kobold work.
Rootmore, as you peer into this narrow tunnel, the first thing you note is that it's only 5 feet shallow for the first 5 feet or so, and then it seems to open up to a 10-foot ceiling.
Wow, this is more like it.
You can see about 25 feet in front of you before the tunnel begins to veer off to your left.
Huh.
You also note that the left and right side of this tunnel appear to be multi-layered, multi-layered rock that kind of caps off in, like, shelving. Not deliberate shelving, but, like, natural shelving. Pretty close to the ceiling at hand. So realistically, we'll say that this tunnel opens up about 15 feet up at its highest point. 10 feet up from where you are is where the shelving is, leaving a 5-foot gap to the ceiling.
Ah. Well, let's mosey on down.
And we can do one of these as well. Let me make that a little wider.
Oh!
That didn't make it any better.
I can fix it.
Take me with you.
Remember that.
What is the party order moving through this tunnel?
Scarab will be last.
Monet will crouch down, falling as closely as she can behind Rootmore.
Okay.
And I will be on the ceiling.
Skittering around.
Just kind of walking in a spiral around the tunnel.
What are you saying?
Like an 80s music video.
Nothing. All you hear is the low slopping.
Just pitter-patter.
Yeah. Squelching, if you will.
It's a weird fourth party member, but I'll take it.
The tunnel is also incredibly narrow. Between the two shelves, it's about 3 feet wide.
Ugh.
Meaning you'll each have to turn to your side and kind of shimmy down the tunnel. Aside from you, Scarab, you'll be fine.
Can we get a move on? I'm starting to get claustrophobic.
You're claustrophobic.
Move, Rootmore.
What?
I can't move. You have to push me.
And they will push it against Rootmore's back with the
I'm over 3 feet wide.
But with the three of you and the strange creature moving on the ceiling and walls, you suddenly hear the clinking of chains, followed by the whistling of something rapidly moving through air. Rootmore, as you turn to investigate the sound above you, you see a clawed hand made of metal rapidly approaching you. Roll for initiative.
Oh, God.
Just Rootmore?
Just Rootmore?
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's like I'm here.
All right, Skirsch, what'd you get?
21.
Wow.
21. Okay. Scarab.
21.
Wow.
Rootmore.
29.
Damn. Ooh. I thought you were going to say 21.
Monet?
Because guess what? I got 12.
It's almost a 21.
Backwards.
All
right. Okay. Between Scarab and Skirsch, who wants to go first?
Skirsch, you go first since you're further in. Wait, where was the sound coming from? Up ahead?
Up ahead.
Yep.
Yeah. I think you should go first.
Okay.
Otherwise known as Rick, everybody.
Rick.
He's close.
Rick.
Carl.
Carl.
Skirsch will.
It's not your turn.
Ule Samurai.
All right, Rootmore. You are first up. You react fast enough to see this claw on a chain swinging in your direction from somewhere above you.
Oh, jeez. Everyone, back up! Back into the room!
And is this thing within melee range?
It is 6 feet above you.
I guess not.
You got reach.
Okay, then first action, Rootmore is going to raise his shield.
I apologize. I said 6 feet. It is 10 feet above you.
Ah.
The ridges are 10 feet high. The room, 15.
More of a corridor, isn't it?
Yeah. You're right.
I think room was a little misleading. I think you should apologize to everyone listening.
I mean, to be fair, I originally called it a tunnel.
But you're not about fair, are you?
Rootmore's barbecue skewers start to levitate out of his pocket and fling towards the creature above him, which looks like a kobold. Fuck. 16 to hit.
That is a miss.
All right. And that's it for Rootmore.
You fire off your skewers. Just as the claw whizzes through the air, swinging right for your face, you see the glint of the talons in the dim light of this tunnel. Does a 22 hit you?
That is a miss because of the shield!
The shield that you raised?
The shield that I raised! Wow. AC 23! Yeah!
The claw clangs off your shield before it is whipped back into its swinging loop and comes flying at you again. And it misses.
Yeah! Get out of here, you suck! Rick, eat! Eat Rick, please! Please, eat them! Eat up.
It's gonna go ahead and swing another time.
Eat up.
Natural one!
Does it see?
Yay! Yay.
Red box!
Uh-oh!
You're gonna blow it! You're gonna blow it!
Uh-oh!
In a fury, the creature swings a third time with its flying talon, but as you deflect it with your shield a third and final time, it whips back up over the corridor and wraps itself around the kobold, rendering him clumsy too.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Dumbass. Stupid. Dumbass.
No, stupid.
Next is the other kobold's turn, who will begin to spin and release his flying talon. First at you, Monet.
That's racist.
That is a...
Stupid.
A 20 to hit.
I'll get that shit out of here.
That is a fucking miss,
yeah,
bro.
Has it been more than 10 minutes since you last activated your stone armor?
She did it right before she came down the tunnel.
You did it before you entered the room with the well. Before you lowered everyone down.
Oh, right. Okay, so she fell down, and before we went into the room, she said, I said, I assume it's been 10 minutes. So as we're walking into this room where we found Rick, I said, I assume it's been more than 10 minutes, so she's going to rechannel her earth armor and channel her elements.
I do remember that.
I said that.
I believe you. I do believe you. Okay, so a 20 is a miss. It will swing a second time. This time, 23. That 18 on the die, plus wow. 5 to hit.
MAP?
That is the MAP, is plus 5.
Okay. All right. That is a hit.
Okay.
Damn.
Exactly.
It sounds exactly like I cheated right there, but I didn't. It
does sound exactly like you cheated right there.
Minimum damage, 4 points of piercing damage.
Ah!
4?
And it, for its final action, is going to attempt to trip you. Which it does not.
Against what?
I mean, it would be against your fortitude DC, and it's an athletics check, but I rolled an 8.
Oh yeah, that's a big old fail. A very big old fail.
A huge fail. Captain,
you have saved
us. If there's a crit failure chance to tripping, then it's a crit failure.
Actually,
it's against reflex DC.
That is a crit fail either way.
Let me see, because there is a crit fail. I rolled a natural 8. Its total to trip would be a 15.
Okay, it's not a crit fail. That's not a crit.
Okay.
I lied.
Good.
I didn't lie. You just didn't give me the full information, and I told you what I had.
Deflection's a powerful weapon.
It is.
Skirsh, it is your turn.
Rick.
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 Not Rick will make an attack on the clumsy boy. One of his long, long, tenderly arms.
Okay, that will be the one on the northeastern part of this tunnel. So you will have to make a move.
Maybe I'll go for the other one then.
Good. You have 3 actions, so you could move, attack if you'd like.
Right. I was trying to do something.
Because you can
fancy.
Move through us.
I guess I couldn't.
So you could move here and one action.
Huh. I would like to move up the wall to the non-clumsy feller.
Okay.
And make a melee attack on that guy.
We can do that. I'm gonna put you right here.
Get him!
Take a swing at him.
Get him! Look at our sweet
is it
new boy.
18.
That is a miss.
Darn. I guess I'll take another swipe then.
Okay.
So it's MAP, so...
Minus 5. Minus... Or minus 4. I don't know. It depends on your attack.
It is minus 5. That is a 16.
Damn.
That is a miss.
Shit.
That's okay.
Makes sense. For our party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tracks. You're on our team now. You're going to fail.
Scarab, your go.
Are either of them the one that I'm targeting?
They are not.
Okay.
In fact, gazing on them as you do now, these look different than any of the other kobolds you've seen. These are shrouded in a dark garb that covers much of them, and they have these chained talons that they swirl around them.
Like kobold ninjas of sorts.
Like they've never seen the sun.
Cultists!
Scarab's gonna fire at the closest kobold to him.
What does clumsy do?
Right now it's minus 2 to a few checks. Let me see. Clumsy movements become clumsy and inexact. You take a status penalty equal to the condition on dexterity-based checks and DCs. I am sorry. Skirsch, one of your attacks does land.
Oh.
I goofed on that.
Only one of them? Because it was the same for both.
It was the first one. The 18 would have hit.
You had an 18.
No, I had a 16.
You had a 16 two times? I thought you said 18 and then 16.
Oh,
wait,
you said 18. 18. You're right.
Yes.
Sorry.
So, I'm sorry, Matt. One second. Let's rewind real quick.
Please.
I'm going to go ahead and give you... The first one is a hit, so roll for damage.
Woo!
Very nice.
That is 7 bludgeoning damage. And the creature is automatically grabbed.
Oh,
ooh.
Shit.
Ooh.
Okay. So this would have meant that the creature would be flat-footed to you and everyone else, which further reduces its AC, which means your 16 would also have been a hit.
Right on.
Oh, damn.
So roll me damage for that as well. Sorry, that's a big goof. I should have caught it the first time.
Big oof.
That is 6.
6 points of damage. Okay.
Yeah.
Very big.
Cool.
Ow.
What a good boy. Can we keep him? Is it okay if we keep him? Look at him go!
Now, Scarab, it is your go.
Okay, I want to fire at the closer kobold.
Okay.
Okay, first strike is going to be a 16. I don't think that's a hit.
That is a miss.
For my second action, I would like to divert his attention to his friend. While reloading, Rakentor's reload...
Hey, buddy, your friend's not looking too good! Cultist asshole.
Oh. 26.
Ah!
Okay, you succeed. So,
I
he's
reload.
Flat-footed to you?
He is off guard, and I'm going to fire again!
That's what they call it.
18 to hit.
Against off guard AC, that is
yes.
A hit.
Dang right. Let's see how massive this damage is. 7 points of magical piercing.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
Big.
Bigly. That's it.
Up next is Monet.
Okay. Monet will gather up some metal energy in front of her, and she will fire off a 2-action elemental blast at the clumsy boy.
And that is a ranged attack, correct?
Would it be?
Just double checking, because they are 10 feet above you.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever you say, Chief.
Sure thing.
Well, elemental blast has a range of 30 feet.
Then yeah, that's super ranged.
It's just
or really
so
long.
So it can be. There are two different elemental blasts. So she has a melee one and a ranged one, and then she can also do her weapon infusion to make it even further ranged.
Okay.
So, but the basic elemental blast can be up to 30 feet. So, with that being said, that is a 25 to hit.
Yes!
Very good.
That's it.
Two actions if she adds her con modifier.
It is actually because he is grabbed. Let me double check that. That is a critical hit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Do I need to make any kind of save on that?
What's that?
Do I need to make any kind of save on that?
Nope.
All right.
You're okay.
Headshot.
It's okay.
That is 15 damage.
Yes.
Piercing.
What's it look like?
He dead. Yes.
A swirling cloud of metal shards springs forth at the creature and like penetrates into him and then bursts out, causing him to turn into a bloody mist. Yay! Just like that.
And all that's left is a big metal spring rolling on the ground.
Cool attack.
All right.
Just Monet compressing a giant spring and letting go of it at the enemy.
Oh, shit!
His head pops off.
Awesome. Okay.
What else you got in that Acme box of yours?
Right. With her last action, she'll attempt another elemental blast at the second kobold.
Kill him.
Natural 20.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Wow. Damn.
That don't matter.
Yes, finally.
We're reaching from the green box.
Jesus Christ, it's been so long since I've gotten a nat 20.
Really?
It's been a couple weeks, I think.
Fuck.
It's been a very, very long time.
How many eps? Like 3-4 eps?
Too many.
Triple damage.
There it is.
Yes. Pretty good.
So now you play the new soundbite. Like I said, when we get to roll damage,
Well, I don't even remember the sound I made.
Good thing it's recorded.
Oops.
That was like 7 episodes ago.
You really should just layer that on top of it.
Just make a chorus.
Organ scramble. That is.
Don't forget to triple the add-on as well.
Yeah. That is 14 piercing damage.
Wow.
This one fell out of my hand as I was rolling, and it landed onto a 1.
That is how one rolls a die.
Well, like, as I was using my left hand.
The die came out of my hand as it fell into the container.
I don't know how to tell you this, guys.
Redo!
I've been doing it wrong the whole time.
And then both times I've done it since then, it's been an 8.
Teacher, my die forgot to glow with eldritch energy and float up to the ceiling. I got you. So it's 14 total.
14 total.
Okay. That's still good damage.
Yeah, really good damage. He looks to be in terrible shape.
On your second hit?
14 on a 3d8. Wowie. Terrible.
Did you triple your modifier?
I did.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, so that's pretty bad.
Well,
it's because she's not made correctly.
Monet.
She's fine.
That should be
turn.
A 9 instead of a
Rootmore,
6.
You're up.
Needle darts!
She's been around longer than our big chicken, so.
Twoop.
Darts fly and hit this creature for a 22.
Oh, you think that hits?
Oh, I know it hits.
Well,
get out of here.
Just as you expect, it hits.
I totally saw that coming!
Four needle darts coming at your stupid face.
Come on, baby, four
little,
ones.
Little,
let's go. Hot
little
dice.
Coward. Gross.
Come on, man.
One more.
Rerolling.
For good luck.
7 piercing damage. It's horrible for 44.
Bro, I understand.
I mean, you gotta put it all into context. That's half.
Yeah. That's like 45% damage.
Yeah.
It's right there. Plus, it's enough for your needles to pierce through the skin of this kobold and pin him to the wall as he sags dead.
And in one motion, Rootmore pulls his fist towards him and the needles come back into his pocket. And the kobold slumps to the ground.
With his needles come just miscellaneous metal shards falling onto him, clattering on the ground.
And you all take 10d6 damage. Ooh, bold choice, Rootmore.
Damn.
And you are out of initiative.
Scarab would like to inspect these men in their robes. Any signs of what cult they're in? Or any signs of being... Any markings? Any strange markings that are not...
The only thing you note is the same symbol of the true scales, but this one with a dark, curved talon emblazoned on the front of it.
They're edgy.
And that's all the time we have for today.
No, damn it! Send me in there, let me kill him.
The Curse Caravan uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Curse Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Curse Caravan theme music and the beat you're hearing now is written by our very own Matthew.
Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
We would like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio, for the music and the ambiance. Find out more at michaelgelfi.com.
Thank you, Michael Gelfi.
Check out their Patreon and YouTube links in the description. Remember to leave a comment on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even YouTube. Speaking of YouTube comments, we have one.
Let's hear what our special guest has to say about this YouTube comment.
Yeah.
This is episode 23 of Crown of the Kobold King.
See, that's how our tiers are going to work. You leave a comment. We randomly choose your comment. You come play an episode with us, and then you get to talk about the next comment.
Oh, yeah. Pick somebody totally handsome sounding.
This person, their handle is Tales in Gap. And they said, this is the episode where we were fighting the kobolds who were being sieged. The hard episode where we thought we were all going to die. This person said, I thought the Beyblade was going to blow the smoke away or create tornadoes of some kind.
Hmm.
That's a really good opinion. I actually was thinking the same thing.
At least just for fun. Comment. Because it's you! It's you!
Lucky. No, is that you? How do you feel about
yeah.
that?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Good job.
Thank you, Justin.
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad I could make it.
Well, and, that was a stupid opinion. Like, I don't know what you would ever
well,
think.
Well, Cody,
that.
I agree. From a physics standpoint, pure folly.
What do you, like, if anything, it wouldn't blow the smoke away. It would pull it into
yeah,
itself
I was
as a
thinking,
vortex.
Like, a tornado. I was yeah. also, I was like, I don't know how to write this out. In a convincing way.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing that you came onto the podcast
yes,
to defend your opinion. That
and now that you're here, we move on to the next segment, a three-hour segue in which you explain and defend your position. Starting now, how could you be such a fool?
It's easy. I was born this way.
Anyways, all of our contact information is in the description. Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan.
I think it was a good idea.
Yeah,
it was a good. It was a really good idea. He said that on the phone, and I was just like, "You son of a bitch!"
That would be pretty cool.
I was waiting. I was like, "Oh, here it comes! This is gonna foil the whole smoke plan." No, I've kept going. I was like, "Yeah, it's fine." Mechanically, that seems difficult to try and figure out. So
I'm not that smart. In fact, I'm not smart at all because I used the spell wrong.
But now we know.
It's whatever.
It's a lot of
fun.
Things.
It's fine. It's fun. And
we all goof. She goof. Me goof. We all goof.
You know what? I goof too, because I could have said it on the previous episode. And I didn't. And then y'all could have fixed it by then. Mm-hmm. No, I guess not. You got back orders.
You could have fixed it by then.
I could have been there.
You would have got it right if I was there the first time.
Actually... I don't know. It interacts with space weird also.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It would just sharpen the smoke, if anything.
It would make us all die faster.
It is more effective.
No, that's actually a good idea, because a lot of times we don't think about those kind of things because we're in the moment.
Yeah, for sure.
That's something.
Episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That episode is just like, okay, like at least for me, whenever it was my turn, it's like, okay, how do I stay alive? Instead of how do I win, it's how do I stay alive?
Yeah, you pretty know. Much.
It's
yeah.
also full easy disclosure. For me to say, like, you know, I'm just doing my work and listening, and I go, y'all are fucking dumb. But being actually in
no,
the
no,
chair.
It's, yeah. It's good. You know, it's good to hear this stuff, man.
I did not come into this episode planning. I was going to help y'all. I was like, you know, I got trapped in this mine also. and kicked Fee down a well.
Yeah, you did.
It was awesome.
It's going to happen that way.
It was awesome.
But it's good. Nobody died from it.
Yeah.
I didn't even take any damage.
It's solid.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It actually worked out really well because it wasn't until I got to the bottom of the well and I was like, Money's going to climb up there and yank that man down. Yeah.
Kick your
that
ass.
I was like, oh, she actually couldn't have climbed down the rope anyways because of her metal fist.
Oh.
You need two hands to climb.
You could like wrap it around and then
use it for
leverage.
It.
With a penalty.
Is Monet going to gaslight herself into thinking that he did it to help?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my hand.
No, it was not at all.
He saw. He knew. Yeah. So thoughtful.
I love that. I'm in love with him now.
I'm in love with that man.
And now you have a new friend.
A new bald man.
Yeah. One punch! One slurp. Oh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Chinese food.
Woo. Curious to see what's further in these tunnels. What were they digging for?
Chinese food.
Chinese food.
Chinese food. They're digging for Chinese food.
Chinese food.
Chinese food.
All right.
They were digging for Chinese food.
Let us pause really quick.